GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Andy and for George here this morning. He's in sunny FLA. And Howie Carr, it's our hotline to Howie, our chance to chat with the Boston-based talk radio titan. Andy, want to be the first to say good morning to Howie. He's on line three.
Good morning, Howie. How's it going?
Good morning, Andy. It's a nice day down here. I'm taking a walk.
So listen, I got a question for you, Howie. With this notice that the investigation of Bob Barr is going to open, does this mean that the noose is tightening or that the walls are closing in on the Democrats finally?
That's a good way to put it. I know. I know you can't say noose is tightening anymore, only when you're talking about a Republican, not Democrats. But this is so hilarious. They used to, there's this barely concealed anger in the New York Times story, which was a good story. I mean, breaking the news that it's now a criminal investigation. But they're about the third paragraph in there starting to show the shock that they've opened a politically motivated investigation. No, it's an investigation into a previous politically motivated investigation. I mean, they just totally overlooked that fact. I mean, somehow it was okay for the deep state, especially Brennan at the CIA and that crowd, to run this dirty trick scheme against Donald Trump and as the Republican candidate, and that was okay. And you know, it's just so clear if you follow the thing that this was just an attempt to derail the Trump campaign. If they were serious, if they seriously thought that the Russians were interfering in the election, why did Obama keep going out there and saying there was no way the Russians could steal the election? Why did they? And if they wanted to infiltrate the Russian involvement, why did they start at the absolute lowest level of the campaign? I mean, Carter Page, he's been on my show a couple of times. He's not a bad guy or anything like that, but he's not exactly Mr. Big. He wasn't Boss Tweed of the organization. And George Papadopoulos, he was even lower on the totem pole. He was barely out of college for 2 or 3 years. And they have this mysterious guy, Mifsud, who's now been, I guess they flipped him. He's the guy from the Maltese professor who Barr and Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, have been meeting with in Rome. I mean, they were running him to use him for a sting operation against Papadopoulos. I mean, this is outrageous. This is 1,000 times worse than Watergate.
So in your opinion, who among the Democratic Party or who among those involved should be most scared? And then I got a follow up for you.
Well, I think Brennan, obviously, and Clapper. And the problem with these guys is, they're not too bright. So, I don't think they covered themselves very well. I think they probably got a lot of, loose threads out there. And their underlings are, they're just going to move up the ladder. This is going to be like a standard racketeering indictment, whether it's a stock fraud or drugs or organized crime of some kind. They'll just pick off the soldiers, and then they'll get the guy. They'll move up the ladder.
So the follow up is: do we think that they will just let these lower soldiers let them fall, throw them under the bus, and then hope that by the time it reaches them, something will happen to derail Barr's investigation?
Well, if Brennan sent emails to people, he doesn't really have much control over it. I would assume that they've kept the emails. And you look at these people, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, Page, et cetera, there aren't any stand-up guys out of this crowd. I mean, there's basically no such thing as stand-up guys, period. Nobody's going to take the fall for anybody else. No one's going to be a patsy, as Lee Harvey Oswald once described himself after the assassination. But no one's going to take the fall for John Brennan. And I just think that they just have to keep pushing very hard. I've been doing these podcasts about organized crime, dirty rats. One of the guys that we've been interviewing is Ken Huff. He's a Tulsa police detective. He was involved in some of these investigations involving a Boston organized crime murder out in Tulsa. And he got to know Durham pretty well because Durham handled the FBI corruption in Boston. And he did a magnificent job. He's really good. But as this guy Huff said, you know, on its best days, the federal bureaucracy moves, you know, slower than cold molasses. And at Durham, you know, he's even more methodical than most. I mean, that's the problem you got. You just get they're trying to run out the clock, obviously, and hoping for the best in the 2020 election. I mean, that's their only hope. I mean, they're caught.
Howie,
you know, we know what happened.
The one guy who whose name I haven't heard, and arguably the most odious of the lot, James Comey. What do you see happening with him?
He's a little cuter, I think, than Clapper and Brennan. He he brought in that that guy from Columbia University Law School, and you know, he had him leak the stuff to the New York Times, and then when they figured out what was going on, he claimed attorney-client privilege. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton did with her aides. You know, even the ones that weren't attorneys, she claimed attorney-client privilege. And in that case, you know, you had the corrupt Justice Department under Obama. I don't think Comey will get the same pass, but Comey may survive. I think I hope not, but you know, I'd give him better odds than Brennan.
You mentioned just a moment ago, Dirty Rats, the new podcast that you have in a series that people can find at HowieCarshow.com. How are you enjoying producing those?
It's very interesting. It's good. It's a whole new medium, basically. But I go back to, you know, some of the skills that I learned when I was in local TV news, which is picking up sound cuts, you know, and writing around the sound cuts. I don't have any video, obviously, but I'm writing to that, and then Grace is doing it. My producer is doing a really good job producing it. We're learning to use sound effects. You know, like we're going back to the golden age of radio. We, you know, Huff talks about getting on a plane to Boston, and we put in sound effects of a jet. You know, or we mentioned Whitey hitting somebody, and then we have gunfire. So, I mean, it's a new medium, basically. I mean, I guess you could say it's sort of bringing back elements of the old days of TV documentaries and the old days of the golden age of radio, but it's pretty interesting. I like doing it. I always like doing something new, and I think people will enjoy it if they check it out. And you know, if you like it, everybody subscribe. It's free, and you get a new episode delivered, a new podcast every Thursday, every Wednesday at midnight. And give us a 5-star review if you can. We'd appreciate that as well.
Howie, do you have a studio somewhere where you're doing a bell and a chime and a door knocker and some sound effects like that too?
No, we have a guy working for us who has access to like 3,000 sound effects, and that's really all you need. I mean, we got more than we need, and we just, you know, we look for the right music too. That's another thing you don't do with talk radio. You know, you don't need too many musical interludes. You know, I just say. You know, I need some of the coasters. Get a job. Give me 10 seconds of that. That's all the music you need. I mean, but and you know, when you're trying to do a spooky recreation of a guy going into a house where they're gangsters, you know, you got to look around for the music. It's different, and it keeps you on your toes. A whole new medium.
Find Dirty Rats, the podcast, at HowieCarshow.com, and don't be surprised to find some other terrific offers there as well. Howie, we're listening to you today at 3. We'll listen to the Howie Car Show weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.